was quite by accident that Joey learned to fly. He liked to run down hills with long, long strides, seeing how far he could glide in the air each time he leaped, and to imagine he was flying in between steps. Like you can lift your shoulders high with your mind without moving them, he would try to stay in the air when he leaped and ran. But if it made any difference, he couldn't tell. Then one day, in the middle of a long leap, he looked down to see that he was about to land in a briar bush. Then his breath seemed to rise up in his mind, and he didn't come down for a long time. At least for a minute, he flew. Enough that he knew how to do it again the next time he leaped down a hill. And well enough, he taught his little sister Katie, too. Nobody knows for sure why, when you get older, much that happened in your youth seems like a dream that could have happened but probably didn't. Often, different things are important for grown-ups than for kids. When Joey grew up and had kids of his own, he quit believing that he had really flown. He just knew he had imagined it. One summer night, when the moon was so bright it made shadows on the ground, Joey's little girl, Annie, who was 2, was so excited by the strange light she couldn't sleep and wanted instead to walk up the mountain. Joey took her, thinking she'd soon get tired and would fall asleep when he carried her back home. But she didn't get tired. The more she climbed the steep path along the creek and saw moonlight shadows of leaves, the wilder she got. Finally, when they reached the cleared spot halfway up the mountain, Joey made her stop so he could catch his breath. He rested against a big old tree on the edge of the clearing and made Annie sit still with him. Soon, they heard a faraway sound that didn't stop, but got louder and louder toward the far side of the clearing. Then, a bear burst out into the brightness. It was headed smack dab toward them. Joey snatched up Annie and began to run down the path, but the bear swerved and took after him. And bears can run faster than humans. As he ran, Joey could hear the bear getting closer and closer and closer until he could feel its hot breath on his back. Just then, Joey remembered how he used to run in long, leaping strides, and he stretched his legs longer and longer each time he leaped higher and higher until his body remembered how to do it. Then he